Hey everybody, it's Lori with the Catch a Pocket Podcast, and tonight my guest is the winner of the Silent Auction Prize for the String Break Kirk Runstrom Memorial Music Festival. And if you don't know what String Break is a music festival that was started in memorial to my brother-in-law, Kirk Runstrom, his bandmate, Jeff Eaton, his mother and her now husband all kind of got together with this idea that they could raise money. Some bands would donate their time and they would raise money to help Kirk pay for medical expenses that he was incurring due to his treatment of esophageal cancer. And Kirk passed away, leaving my sister and two nieces, and they were able to help with their finances with money made from this festival. And since then, it's become a festival that gives proceeds to all sorts of different types of funds and scholarships and cancer societies and you know, Race for the Cures and things like that. So Relay for Life, I think it is, actually. They donate to the Runstrom Terrene Bennett Cancer Fund. They donate to Kirby's Steve Schroeder Memorial Scholarship to WSU, the Runstrom Girls Trust Fund, which is my niece's, and the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. They do auctions and raffles and like this. This is a prize for winning a silent auction. Someone donated money so that they could be on this program, and tonight who donated was Clarissa Jeter, and I'm really happy to have her. I'm going to put the links for String Break and let you guys know all about it. You can look it up, but it's on the first Saturday in May, and it's at Heinz Farm in Newton, Kansas. Go check it out. It's always 10 bands donating their time and multiple people donating their time and making it a great event. Wonderful love in the air and a sense of neighborly compassion that you just don't get every day. So I thank the Heinz for throwing it every year, and I thank all of the people who participate, and I thank y'all for listening tonight to my next guest, Clarissa Jeter. I'm here with Clarissa Jeter. Who is that? Just how you say your name?
That is how I say my name.
Do you have any more name?
No, not really.
You have a nickname?
I have millions of nicknames, but mostly they were not given to me by me, and I don't love them. But Clarissa is perfect.
Clarissa is the name that we're going to use then. Okay, so you won the silent auction at String Break this year and for this show. So that's awesome, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Instead of String Break. So tell me a little bit about how you and String Break became together.
Okay, well, I've been friends with Jennifer Eaton for a long time. Mm-hmm. And before my partner Mike died, mm-hmm. she always would invite me to come, and Mike was kind of a homebody, so he wouldn't go, and I wouldn't go without him, because... And anyway, so after Mike died, the next year I was like, well, I'm just going to do this and go. And so I've been going ever since.
Okay.
I volunteer every year. I
just
love
do
going.
And
yeah.
Just love going.
Yeah, I love going.
You guys are good friends, you and Jennifer. You're in a social club together?
We are in a social club together.
Is it a secret society?
It is a secret society.
Okay.
It's the Doodah Ladies Swilling Society.
Okay.
So, yes, we drink
beer.
You have
passwords and such?
We've tried all that. Nobody can ever remember anything. So, basically, we just get together.
It's my kind of club.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you guys.
We just drink one night a month, and whoever can come, comes. And
that's really cool.
Yeah.
And you have a good group there.
We do.
So let's start with you, Clarissa. Were you born in Wichita?
I was. I was born and raised in Wichita.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. So what hospital?
Wesley, like everybody else.
Not always. I've been pleasantly surprised a few times, but I was born at Wesley myself. So from there, you don't remember because you're a baby, but after that, you went to elementary?
I did.
And what school, or did you have several?
I went to St. Margaret Mary. Oh, I was a Catholic school girl. Yep.
St. Margaret Mary's where I went as a kid.
Did you really?
I went to CCD there.
Did you really? Saturdays. Oh, you must.
Mm-hmm. And
Yeah. Well, we probably definitely knew each other. I do think we know some of the same people for sure.
Yeah. I think you brought around the Fords.
Yeah,
the Fords are the younger generation right after me.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that, yeah.
So I was like Ray Clark, and this was my generation.
Well, I was
older than him.
Right, and Ray was actually in my class.
Okay,
so
I was a little older than him.
Yeah, okay, so you were probably just a couple years older.
But we
older
ran
than
around
me.
Together because we lived really close together.
No, I know. Yeah. All you guys who lived down there, Jenny Simons.
But she was way younger, you know?
She was, yeah. She's
so cool.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Small world, baby. Anyway, okay, so you went to St. Margaret Mary, and that's like a K-8 school.
It is.
And you go to Bishop Carroll.
That's where I went. Okay. Yes. Yes.
And that's where Ray and Joe and all those guys went.
Right.
So, and I know this because we're so close.
Yes.
You know, we miss each other
at
the party.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And so that's cool. They were my friends because I went to South High. I was Catholic, but my parents weren't going to dish out any money on a Catholic school.
Yeah. No, I get you.
And my mom went to Catholic school, so I don't really know the whole circumstance there, but it was great. Growing up Catholic was cool. I mean, it was like definitely a family situation going at that church.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. It's really, that place was pretty special, even though I don't ascribe to those beliefs anymore.
Yeah, me either.
But the people those are the people I'm still friends with today.
I still talk to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Too, and they're good people.
They are.
And they mean well, and they have a common decency about them.
Right. Absolutely.
That I respect. So I think that's cool that we kind of were really close like that.
I know.
So you went to Bishop Carroll, and then from there, what'd you do?
I went to Emporia State for a couple years. Uh-huh. I thought I was going to be a special ed teacher.
Okay.
But then I realized that I would hate teaching, and I partied a lot. And so after almost failing out, I got my shit together and then decided I wanted to be a social worker. So I came home after 2 years and went to WSU because they had the social work program.
Okay. And that's a cool program. I really like that program. Yeah. And they really get you through that and to a place where you can get a job and right away succeed in your job because you know the linguistics and all the things.
Yeah.
They do
you learn
a great
a lot
job
of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you learn from your work experience.
Absolutely.
And then you just rule the world at that point.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I'm working on it.
In our minds.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. Do you have any great stories that you want to, like, bring to the table? Do you have friendships?
Oh, yeah. Friendships. Let's We were talking about friendships.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can talk about that. Is that I am a member of the Dear Little Lady Swimming Society, which is 70 or so women who most of them never show up. But by the way, if you're a Dear Lady member, show up to a meeting. We will love it.
Yeah, I think I am.
You are.
I totally am.
You are.
I don't get to show up to the meetings either very much, but I'm going to, damn it.
No, you should. We've moved them to the second Friday. Mm-hmm. After work.
Okay, second Friday after work.
At Kirby's.
And there's dancing. Usually.
There's dancing. There's definitely drinking.
Drinking and dancing. And my two favorite things.
I know. So, I know. Yeah,
when I'm not at work.
Yeah.
And okay, so friendships of the doodah ladies. It's kind of like we were talking about St. Margaret Mary and that kind of rare family that you get from your church, which we don't even... participate as a Catholic. I don't even identify as a Catholic.
No, me neither.
Anymore. And actually, I think I got kicked out when I got divorced the first time.
Probably that makes sense.
They don't like that.
So, yeah.
But now they don't do that anymore. Some of the new ones are telling me, and I'm like, well, you're not in the
Same thing. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've been, what do you call it? From banished.
Oh, yes, banished. Yes, banished.
So anyway, but it was a really tight-knit family, still is probably, and I don't know, but the Swilling Society is like that in it a way, is. Because it's like, you could do, if you have a problem, if you have an issue, or if you're just like feeling low or blue or something, they will come and have your back and dance with you and drink with you and listen to you bitch about it or whatever and get it off your chest and then it's gone. So that's like therapy.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It's a form of therapy.
It is. It is.
We call it as much as your tab.
Exactly. We call it beer therapy. It's really beer therapy. That is it.
It's clinically proven.
It is clinically proven. I guarantee my therapist approves.
It's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, so the reason we started the society is because we were a bunch of us, Christy Hahn and Emily Christensen and Casey Schuler and Jennifer Eaton. We were all getting together and we're like, we need to make something regular.
Yeah.
And so we... just started we started saying we're going to meet every Friday, one Friday a month. And that everybody could pull that off. No matter what their situation is, everybody could probably pull that off. Yeah. And so so we were hanging out, a few of us, and we created the name and made a Facebook group. And we were all excited. And it was 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
6 years.
It's been going strong.
Six or seven. Strong. It's been for a long time. And so from there, we just, you know, I mean, for a while, I was just adding strangers. But any member can add other members. And, you know, we meet once a month, second Friday, starting in September, second Friday.
It used to be first, but now they changed the art thing.
Right. So,
going to move it down.
Exactly. That people who... either have to because of work or want to go to first Fridays,
they can.
Then they can, and they're not missing meetings.
Because there's members that are artists, very many, and some that work in the education field and things like that that need to go and attend those other things during those months or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. So about the first Friday, final Friday thing, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I don't have a ton of opinion. I think, you know, I heard they moved it to get in line with what other places are doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's smart. I think, you know, to do that makes sense. I don't know. I haven't heard a lot from people thinking it's a problem.
Right. I think what the consensus is that I can tell is that make it both. So, yeah, maybe your show's on first Friday, but it runs until a final Friday and then closes.
That's an interesting idea.
And then people can have more opportunity to see it. Plus, if they want to buy it, they might have more money on first Friday than they would on final Friday.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Especially in November when it's Thanksgiving or December when it's Christmas. So that's my opinion on it. I think
that's a great idea. And I know that I do think, you know, some of the galleries, I don't know if all of them do leave up the shows for a month, but after that first day, hardly anybody's going to see them.
Right. Unless they just couldn't be there and they're in your family or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember going and seeing my sisters a few times
And
being like, can you meet me, please? I just want to check it out. Or
yeah.
Something. And she would arrange it or something like that. So it's I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, I don't either. I think I just think it's great what the city is doing these days. I think makes me really happy.
Yeah. I'm not going to poo-poo on anybody's fun.
Yeah, nope, me neither.
No way. As long as everybody stays safe and isn't idiots, you know, and then we're going to be fine.
Yes, exactly.
And recycle.
Yes.
And pick up your litter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Use less plastic. Yes. And eat less red meat.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
This is just us telling people what to do.
I know, it really is. I think we kind of both like that. Yeah, so
I kind of do. Really do. So when Mike passed away, mm-hmm. how long ago was that?
It was 4 years in June.
Okay, so you've been doing the string break for four?
Yes, for 4 years. Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the string break to you, and you just do, you like volunteer for a set or two?
I do.
The whole day?
It's 2 hour shifts. Uh-huh. Nobody has to do all day except mm-hmm. for a few real troopers. Right. But anyway, I do 2 hours. I usually do the later shift on the merch table because nobody else wants to. Uh-huh. So, and I kind of like it. It keeps me sober enough to make it all night,
uh-huh.
which is an important thing.
You don't want to drink too much before you go do the merch.
Exactly.
You have to think about
exactly.
That. That's $3.
Yeah.
Plus $12.
Yes. And my partner who works with me every year, he is great, uh-huh. but he cannot remember anything.
Okay.
So I have to be in charge when I'm out there, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I can't be too drunk.
Right. So your partner just kind of goes and gets stuff and you
Well, I mean, calculate. He'll sell things, yeah. but he just, you know, what, yeah. how much is this? I mean, he's great. He's yeah. great. I love him.
Yeah.
We're a perfect team.
Yep. I like learning about people.
I do too.
I didn't know what you did for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if you want to talk about it on the show.
I can talk a little bit about it.
No,
I work with people with disabilities. I oversee programs that serve them. So all sorts of disabilities, intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities. So that's what I do. I work with people with disabilities.
That's really cool. See? And I get to know this. And it's admirable, you know, that you help others that can't help themselves and stuff like that, but also just that you enjoy your job and you enjoy like the people you work with stuff like that. And it's nice because so many times we get kind of molded into a position and it's not what we want, but you have a good group with you and everything like that. So that's awesome.
I do. I love my job. I love going to work every day. It's fun. I mean, it's insane, but it's fun.
I'm sure. You know, trying to manage like you were talking to me about kind of managing getting people from here to there as part mm-hmm. of your job.
Yeah.
Like logistics of people.
Yes.
And that sounds, to me, that sounds interesting and fun because it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not the same mm-hmm. every day. I mean, there's certain things mm-hmm. about it that are the same. Like, if this happens, then I have to do this or that.
Right.
But that doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. And other thing happens, and what the hell do I do for that? You know, you have to figure that out, and that's cool. I like challenging kind of mm-hmm. jobs like that, and logistics is like, oh my gosh, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so. No, it's fun. It's you know, people are a puzzle, and it's fun to figure out them. And I love working with people. And
mm-hmm. yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there any parting words that you want to? Do you want to?
I just, you know, I love everybody. Everybody's great.
Well, thank you for donating. And
thank
you for
being
a part of the Catch a Pocket podcast.
You're so
welcome.
And
catching a pocket with me today.
It's been really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Peace out. See you at string break next year.
Next year. I will be there.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Well, thank you, Clarissa, for being a part of this podcast. And thanks, everybody, for listening to the Catch a Pocket podcast. It's brought to you by me, Lori Burris, because I care about you out there in Wichita and the surrounding areas like Park City, for instance. Shout outs to Park City and shout outs to anybody who is doing the right thing for the right reasons. And thank you to Karen, Dave, Jen, John, Jeff, Split Lip Rayfield, Scrope Belly, Kirk Runstrom, Lisa, for letting me use the music. I'm going to take you out with Nation by Kirk Runstrom. You guys, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Happy birthday, Kirk.
Too many dreams.